This is Adrian from the Green Screen of Death. Just wanted to record a brief introduction for the interviews I'm about to play for you. Over the course of Fantastic Fest, I had a chance to briefly interview a bunch of friends I've made over the years through Twitter and at Fantastic Fest. Ask them questions such as, how many times have you been here? What do you love about the festival? Which movies will you recommend to friends at home? Stuff like that. If you like what you hear, be sure to throw us a comment, a rating on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and any other platforms you find us on. Just run a search for the Green Screen of Death. Thanks very much and enjoy. All right, Adrian Charlie here, reporting from the Fantastic Debates. Fantastic Fest 10, here with the Wolfman. Say what's up.
Hey, what's up, guys? Or you. I don't know who I'm talking to or addressing right now.
That's right. I'll probably throw a bit of the sound bites in my podcast and text stuff.
Anything,
or
man.
Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever you got to do.
Yeah. So, let's see. How many Fantastic Fests have you been to so far?
This is only my second.
Oh, it is?
This is only my second. I know I'm acting like a... like a big boss man around here.
Yeah.
But, this is only my second time being here.
Cool, it's my second too, so.
Perfect.
We're like blood brothers.
Exactly. That's what right. Blood brothers means, is you've been somewhere twice.
That's right. So, your boy Josh is fighting Joe Lynch tonight, right?
Yeah, it's, I've been hearing a lot about this fight for quite some time. In fact, I would say it's been a full year that I've been hearing from Josh that he wants to get into the ring. He wants a piece of the action.
Yeah.
He wants to get in there and challenge anybody. I initially said I would fight him, and then I consulted Josh's doctor, and they're like, no, we don't want Josh to die.
Yeah.
So I said, all right, well, who's a bigger pussy?
Yeah.
So they decided to go Joe Lynch.
Yeah.
I think... it'll be pretty evenly matched.
Yeah.
I feel like both contenders are both equally unfit for physical activity.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're both out of shape. They're both going to be winded real early.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's anybody's game.
Oh, yeah? So you're telling me Josh didn't do, like, road runs and...
Absolutely not.
Oh, really?
I think he has run before, possibly on roads.
Yeah.
But I'm staying with him down here, and I think he was out until 4:30 last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So clearly he's taking it very seriously. Joe, I don't know. I mean, he's got kids, so I think Joe has, like, a more regular routine. I don't know if he boxes his kids. I don't think his kids are the size of Josh, even if he does box them.
Yeah, cool. So what do you love about Fantastic Fest so far? After attending twice, you're in the middle of your second.
This is the closest it gets to a movie convention for me. I've been to all sorts of different pop culture conventions where everyone's just celebrating what they love.
Yeah.
And so in addition to all of the amazing movies that are shown here, it's everyone's just down here to celebrate film, whether it be through passionately, verbally and physically sparring with one another about something like found footage, or it's attending a panel or any number of events. I know last year I got to have dinner on Tim League's lawn.
No way.
Just because he invited 40 or 50 attendees to just come to his house.
That's cool.
So the fact that the founder of the festival invites people to his house, has dinner prepared for them, shows them a movie he likes, and then will also get in the ring and fight somebody.
Yeah.
There's everybody here just loves movies first and foremost.
Oh, yeah, it's great. It's amazing. And my brother felt pretty initiated on the first day. Tim League was like, Kyle said he was blackout drunk.
Sounds about right.
He came and slapped Kyle in the face.
Not bad.
So
not bad.
I was like, yeah, he's just welcoming you to the festival, man.
I believe by the time I got to the festival, Tim League was in a Carmen outfit and was with a fruit basket on his head leading a conga line. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, this is the first night, so I guess this is a good way to get it started.
Oh, totally. What else was I going to say? One more thing. Where can people find you? On the internet.
I am on the internet. You can find me on Twitter, which is The Wolfman, just @The Wolfman, or TheWolfManCometh.com. If you forget the name of the site, just pay close attention to the pictures of Josh from the fight, and you'll be able to figure out what my site is.
Wicked. All right, thanks, man. Appreciate
it. My pleasure, my pleasure.
All right, this is Adrian Charlie checking in from the Fantastic Fest debates, hanging out with my friend Antonio here. What have you liked so far?
There was this great surprise from Norway called What Animal Dream. Imagine, like, I thought it was a horror movie, but no, it's actually almost like a little small tale in the X-Men universe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the corner, like, this person would not have their X-Men exist, but they don't, this person doesn't know.
Yeah.
And it's going through that mutation.
Oh, cool.
And also, so Everly tonight, I like it very much. It's like if you take the third act of The Professional and made it into a feature.
Oh, really?
That is that movie.
Oh, no way. That's cool. You've also been keeping track of the amount of dog kills in the festival.
I have.
What's the count so far?
Well, of all, I only seen five. But they tell me we count six, but I only seen five of them.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
For some reason, it's not a good day to be a dog at Fantastic Fest.
That's right. Yeah. What are you looking forward to for the rest of the festival?
I definitely want to see Electric Boogaloo. I have not seen it yet.
Which one?
Electric Boogaloo. That's the Cannon Group documentary. Coming up, I definitely want to see the closing night film, which is Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, yeah. Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler, yes. Yeah. Nightcrawler. I definitely want to see that one.
Yeah, it looks cool. Right on. So where can people find you online?
I have two sites, one in English called The Cinema Kick and one in Spanish called Metro Alhambra, which is a podcast for the upcoming Latin American films.
Okay, cool.
And you can find me on Twitter under Tenchi24.
Cool. All right, thanks, man. Hi, this is Adrian Charlie reporting from the Fantastic Fest debates. I'm here with my good buddy Trevor. Trevor, say hello.
Hello, Trevor T. Trujillo. How you doing?
Yeah, so how many Fantastic Fests have you been to so far?
You know, I think this is number six, if I'm doing my math right. And it's like Christmas every year. I came to my first one, haven't missed one since, and it's what I look forward to every year.
Wicked, wicked. So, What do you love about Fantastic Fest?
The movies are great, and you know that's the heart and soul of the fest is the movies. But you know, it's also the people meeting you know, friends that you've known for, you know, since your first one, friends that you're meeting for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Talking to strangers, figuring out what movies they were into and what they liked, make a connection on that level. And so it's as much the movies as the people, and then of course the events are just the icing on the cake.
Oh yeah, like the Fantastic Debates, like. Where else will you see a couple of guys just debate something and then duke it out at the end? That's awesome.
Oh yeah, and I'm sure your listeners are hearing the thrum and the hubbub of those self same debates. And I mean the excitement in the crowd right now. You could climb to the ceiling, and you know, it's that tangible.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, I went to an event this morning, just kind of totally unexpected. I got to shoot shotguns with some of the festival goers. And Leonard Maltin showed up.
Oh, no way.
You know, firing his first firearm of his life.
Oh, wow.
And so I was able to be there for that and share that experience. And it's like, you know, one of the leading film critics of our time.
Oh, yeah.
And here he is shooting skeet with Tim League and, you know, a bunch of crazy movie fans. It's just... You're not going to get that anywhere else. You're not going to get that at Sundance. You're not going to get that at Cannes.
Yeah.
It all happens right here.
Oh, totally. I know we're only a few days into the festival, but what film are you going to go home and recommend to everybody once it comes out?
You know, I almost hate to say this because it's the big Hollywood release, but yep. John Wick blew my mind. It was awesome. Action-packed, bone-crunching, fist to the face, knee to the face, foot to the face, bullet to the face. I mean, just a really solid action movie. On top of that, if you want to go a little more indie, Force Majeure. It's kind of a weird fit for this festival.
I love that one.
You know, it's not what you would expect from the place that, you know, had things like Rubber and, you know, genre of movies like that. But it's a real brain scratcher, and it's probably the worst date movie of all time.
Oh yeah.
But really, really engaging and really, really good.
Yeah.
Also, just caught today. Oh shit! In the Order of Disappearance, is that how? Let me look this up real quick. Yes, yeah. in the Order of Disappearance, and it's a Norwegian film. It's the filmmakers had been here previously with. He was a somewhat gentleman, and this one it's like the Norwegian version of a Coen Brothers movie.
Oh no way!
Yeah, it's pitch black, funny, and just a really good time.
Cool. Thanks, man. Well, maybe tell people where they can find you online.
Right now, I'm freelancing. I'm going to be doing a little bit for eFilm Critic. The Cinema Spiel podcast is got me doing
some
work.
We're going to move this out a little bit.
And Larry411, I'm going to be submitting some stuff to. And otherwise, you can find me at stashwagging.com. It's my personal blog that I update semi-regularly. So, yeah, I'm all over the place.
Cool.
If nothing else, you can find me at Trevor Trujillo on Twitter.
All right, cool. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, not a problem. Thanks, Adrian.
Yeah. Adrian Charlie here. What day are we on today? Day 5 of Fantastic Fest 10. Here with my boy Daniel Tucker. Why don't you say hello, and how many Fantastic Fests has this been for you?
Hello. This is my second year.
Oh, second?
Yeah.
Oh.
I haven't done a lot of these at all yet.
Yeah.
No. But now it will be an annual thing.
Yeah. Second for me as well.
Yeah.
I told the Wolfman we're blood brothers, so that's
yeah.
You're part of the Wolf Pack now.
Hell yeah.
what movies have you liked so far?
I really, really love The Tribe.
Oh, yeah.
Major, major props to Tim Leake for picking that up. It's a must-see for anybody. It's a... Yeah.
Anything else?
Nothing quite like it. Let's think. You kind of have to think back and go, where have I been and what have I seen?
I know. It feels like we've been here for 2 weeks.
I know. Like I sarcastically tweeted, I'm like, welcome to day 17 of Fantastic Fest. Let's see. I saw the Tokyo Tribe film right after The Tribe, so I had extreme emotions of sadness and then happiness.
Yeah.
What else? Sorry, my brain is off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
problem. You've done some interviews at the festival so far. Who have you interviewed?
I talked to Nicholas Winding Refn and his wife, Liv Corfixen, about their film, My Life, or her film, My Life.
Yeah. It's
directed by Nicholas Winding Refn, which is fantastic. It's a wonderful look at behind the scenes of, kind of, it strips all the glamour away from the filmmaking process and shows just a man and wife who are in an industry that isn't always nice on your home life.
Oh, yeah.
And it also shows a lot of things like... what's the word I'm looking for here? I'm sorry.
That's all right. We're all pretty brain fried right now.
Yeah. No, it shows the director isn't always the confident one.
Yeah.
All right. Movie starting.
I think we better get going. Yeah. So where can we find you online?
nextprojection.com dtuck318 on Twitter.
Welcome to day 5
right, thanks, man.
Of
See
Fantastic Fest 10.
Alright, this is Adrian Charlie reporting from Fantastic Fest. What day are we on? Day 5? Day 6? Whatever day it is.
It's the second half. It's not the end yet.
Yeah.
That's where we are.
Yeah, it certainly feels like... like, even day 1 feels like weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh, the crowd has thinned out. It's... the last survivors now.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to do the intro. I'm here with my buddy Jay, producer of Bet Raise Fold. And you also have something else on the go. You just tell everybody a little bit about yourself and anything that comes to mind.
Yeah. Well, I'm a writer and a producer, and I used to be a professional online poker player.
Yeah.
And I produce a documentary about online poker called Bet Raise Fold, and right now I'm working on some bunch of wacky variety of genre projects.
Cool. Right on. So how many Fantastic Fests have you been to?
This is my second one. I moved to Austin actually a year and a half ago, so this is one of the first things that I did when I got here, and I'm an addict now. I'm hooked.
Right on. And you screened your movie at one of the Draft House theaters, right?
I did. Actually, I met Tim Leake. We went, as part of Fantastic Fest, we went helicopter hog hunting.
Oh, yeah.
Very uniquely Texan thing to do. Yeah. At the start of last Fantastic Fest, and he off that he programmed Bette Reyes Full to screen at the Draft House, which was really, really awesome. These movie theaters are an incredible place.
Yeah, yeah. What was that like to have a movie play at an Alamo Draft House?
It was cool. I mean, during the first screening, like, I had to really hustle to get awareness out about, you know, small indie documentary, but the screenings sold out in Austin, and at one of the screenings, the Draft House programmer put together a montage of classic poker film moments screen before the movie aired, and that
pre-show
was just, yeah,
wicked.
And that was just really, really sweet, and a lot of, like, local people who were interested in poker came to see it, and it was fun. It was just a really awesome treat. I love these movie theaters and this company, so it's great to be able to be a part of that in some small way.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. What have you liked so far here out of films here at the Fantastic Fest?
Oh, man. Well, so many. We saw The Tribe together, which was just devastating. And some of those images, I think it was like 2 or 3 days ago, we saw some of those images in that movie, which is a completely told in sign language, no subtitles, no music, just sound through these long, long takes, continuous takes. That movie is just like seared onto my brain. Some of those scenes that we saw were just so brutal. Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
And so that was a really unique experience. I never had anything like that. Love the tale of Princess Kaguya.
Oh, amazing.
Incredible. Studio Ghibli, their movies are some of my favorite movies ever. And so they just speak to me, and they're so human, and the themes are so deeply explored, and the animation is always so beautiful, and the music is beautiful.
Yeah.
It just really sweeps you into this incredibly moving fantasy.
Yeah.
That one, you saw that too, right?
Oh, yeah. I loved it so much. It's phenomenal, and an incredibly emotional ride too. Like it's goes through all the emotions, like happiness, joyfulness, sadness. It does everything. What was I going to say next? Oh, what is it you love about Fantastic Fest, and what's going to keep you coming here for however many more times we'll be attending?
So I think the like best way to sum it up is like probably be the other movie that I really loved, which is Tokyo Tribe, which I saw with a packed house at night, and it's just this like absolutely ridiculous, high energy, batshit insane Tokyo hip hop street opera with gangs, and like it's like West Side Story and Boys in the Hood or R. Kelly's Trap in the Closet. But the audience was so into it, and just this like mix of stuff of insanity that you wouldn't really find anywhere else, and I felt like that was like that movie was sort of a apt metaphor for the types of people that are brought together in this vortex that is this film festival.
I never thought of that. That's awesome.
That's what I love about it. People here are just like generally pumped about these movies. Movies like everybody here really just loves movies, and you've got everybody from, you know, Edgar Wright, who's like, he's the man. He's so successful.
Scott Pilgrim.
To just like fans who, you know, sneak in the back door just because they're dying to see this movie they read about online. And film critics, everybody comes together just for this like love of the game.
Yeah. Oh, totally. And it's just nothing but good vibes here. Like, nobody's been rude. It's all happiness, and it's great.
Absolutely.
So where can people find you online?
DC Krantz on Twitter. DCKRANTZ.
Cool. And you write sometimes about movies once in a while, right?
I do. I want to be doing more than that. I like it because, you know, I do a lot of screenwriting, and so trying to sum up my thoughts about what I really enjoyed and what made me experience the movie is really really helpful. And I just, you know, I find that a lot of people, probably like you, yeah. a lot of friends and family who follow you, they make movie choices and you're like, oh, you should, you feel like you should have done your part to steer yeah. them towards something that they would have enjoyed oh, better yeah. and would have been more meaningful.
Yeah.
So I like to write reviews of things that I feel like, you know, people might yeah. see and yeah. that, you know, sometimes you can't capture that in just a tweet.
Yeah.
You have to really tell oh, yeah. them the story about why they yeah. need to have this experience. So, yeah. Follow cool. me. Let's chat it up on the Twitter.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Thanks very much, man.
Awesome.
Take care.
Hit the bathroom.
All right, man.
See you in a bit.
All right. This is Adrian Charlie from the Green Screen of Death here at Fantastic Fest 10. About to interview my little brother, Kyle. Say hello.
Hello.
So this is your first Fantastic Fest. What are we on, like day 5 or 6 or some crap?
Day 6.
What do you think of it so far?
Oh, I love this festival, man. I'll be coming probably every year, I think. So
yeah.
And then hopefully one day I'll get one of my films into this festival.
That would be a dream come true. What have you liked so far in terms of films?
My top, I'd say 5 would probably be Princess Kaguya, that's my number 1. Force Majeure, that was amazing.
Sweet.
The Tribe.
Yeah.
John Wick, and I'd say Everly. Those are my top 5 right now.
Oh, right on, man. So you you got, what's the word I'm looking for? When you get accepted, what's the word again? Initiated. You got initiated early on, the very first night. Tell me what happened between you and Tim League.
Oh, yeah, the first night, I was, like, going out to get a picture with him, and, like, I gave my phone to another guy, and then just before he takes my picture, he slapped me in the face super hard.
That's awesome.
Amazing. It was so cool. I was like, whoa, where'd that come from?
I think it's safe to say this is the only festival in the world where one of the co-founders would slap you in the face while he's drunk.
I know, it's amazing, and I can't wait for the closing ceremonies.
So you got to attend 2 of the big events that everybody loves to go to, the debates and the feud. Can you talk about both of those events?
Yeah, the Fantastic Debates were amazing. I was actually fortunate enough to go to the back where they were prepping and stuff so I could take photos, and I got to see everyone getting ready, and it was so funny, too. Like, I never knew how intense it would be, but beforehand, they're all buddy-buddy, like, Joe Lynch and the other guy,
Wolf, Josh.
Josh, yeah. The other guy, they're all buddy-buddy. And then, you know, like 30 minutes later, they're like slugging each other as hard as they can. And same thing with Ty West and Tim League. They're just like all buddy-buddy. And then Ty West ends up knocking him down, I think, 3 times, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
And yeah, the environment was amazing. The debates were amazing. I loved it. I suggest anyone listening to this that you should book off next year and come to Fantastic Fest. And then the Fantastic Feud was really cool. It yeah. was international versus America, which was really funny. Yeah. yeah. And yeah, they just did trivia, and it was super cool, Family Feud style. So
right on.
Yeah, and I can't wait for next year.
Cool. So where can people find you online?
You can find me at Kyle Charlie for Twitter, and then Kyle R Charlie for Instagram.
Right on. Well, thanks very much, little bro. And we got the secret screening coming up next.
I know. I'm super excited. Can't wait.
What's your guess?
Birdman.
Birdman? Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah, can't wait.
All right. See you later. All right, this is Adrian from the Green Screen of Death reporting from Fantastic Fest. My good buddy, Tom. Say hello.
Hey, everyone.
How many Fantastic Fests have you been to so far?
This is my second.
Second?
And far from my last.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be like a yearly thing.
Mm-hmm. This is Mecca. This is where I want to be every year. Most people say Halloween's the best day of the year and Christmas is the best day of the year. Fantastic Fest is the best week of the year, bar none.
Oh, yeah. For me, I always compare it to... Because I love Spring Breakers, so I say this is my spring break.
Yeah. Fall break, y'all.
That's right. So what movies have you liked here so far, or loved?
I've liked actually everything I've seen. Loved, however, the number 1 film of the festival for me so far is Tokyo Tribe, nice. Bar none. Bar none. We got to be polite for the volunteers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, Tokyo Tribe, by far my number one. By far my number one.
Yeah.
Easily the best time I've had in the theater this year out of anything I've seen.
Sweet.
Also, I really, really loved It Follows. It is abject terror in a way that I didn't expect going in. And it stuck with me throughout the whole festival. So once that gets released, please go see it. Everyone listening to this, it's fantastic. And my third favorite has been John Wick, which is almost 2.5 hours of nonstop Keanu murder fest. And it's an absolute throwback. I just got out of Death Wish 3 a little while ago.
Oh, sweet.
They easily could have called this movie Death Wick 3.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome.
So, and obviously, John Wick should be coming out of theaters shortly, so see it. And like I said, if anyone's listening to this that hasn't been to Fantastic Fest, and if you're listening to Adrian Charlie's podcast, I'm sure you love movies. Why the fuck aren't you here?
Exactly. And it's not only movies, but there's really cool events here. I know you were at the Leonard Maltin conversation. How cool is that?
That guy is amazing. And again, like, you know, that's someone who everyone knows as the guy who writes little bitty pieces about cinema and, you know, 3 stars, 2 stars, whatever. But when you hear him talk about his life in movies and how his life is movies and how much he understands what makes a movie good, what makes comedy good, what makes horror good, he was a fascinating listen. It was unfortunately, it was only an hour-long event. I would have happily listened to 2.5 hours of that guy talk to Zach Carlson about his life in film.
Oh, yeah.
The same thing today. We had a brief Q&A done by Matt Kiernan with filmmaker Richard Stanley about his experiences on the Out of Dr. Moreau that got turned into the documentary Lost Soul.
Yeah.
And I unfortunately had to dip out for that because they were seating my next screening during it. But I wish that could have gone on forever. And obviously they made a movie about that experience. But that's one of the great things about Fantastic Fest too is the filmmakers are here and they're talking about their experiences, and they're here because not only because, you know, they made the movies and they're sharing it with us, they're here because they want to see the movies the same as we do.
Yeah.
And you know, I watched Edgar Wright at the awards last night get pumped and insanely excited about the fact that he got to see It Follows in a theater. Uh-huh. And this is a guy who's made, I mean, granted, he's a new filmmaker, but he's made some of my favorite movies ever, and I would say arguably is possibly the best working director today of that new wave of filmmakers.
Wicked.
And he's here to love and enjoy new films by new filmmakers, same as me. It's the best place on earth.
Oh yeah, it's tremendous. So where could people find you online?
You can find me at TheTomNix on Twitter. That's N-I-X. That's also my Instagram handle, and I believe it's also my Facebook name. So really, if you look that up anywhere, you will find my big, bearded, ugly ass.
No way. You're like the handsomest guy here.
Yeah, well, I'll kiss you off camera.
Wicked. Thanks, man.
See ya.
This is Adrian from the Green Screen of Death. Very proud and happy to be rolling with my homie Rocky here.
Hello.
It's your first Fantastic Fest, right?
Yes, it is my very first Fantastic Fest, and I'm loving it. I'm in heaven. Heaven.
Oh, yeah. It's like cinema heaven, man. How do you like it so far?
So far, so good. I've run into a lot of good friends. Finally put a face to the name on Twitter.
Yeah.
That goes without saying, because there's so many people here all in love with cinema. So it all gels together in a great way, man. Having a great time. A great time.
Wicked. What films have you... What are some of the films you've loved so far?
The two films that I've seen so far that I'm going to recommend highly. One comes out wide really soon. John Wick just got out of it. It's incredible. Straightforward action from Keanu Reeves and company. Kick-ass movie. Cannot recommend it enough. Also, I saw No Man's Land from China.
That's a cool movie.
This film got put on the shelf for a little while, and it finally got put out because he pissed off the Chinese censors. So he finally got it released, and man, does it click. It's got Western elements, like post-apocalyptic, but it's neither one of those things. It's its own, like, beast, and it totally works as a movie. I loved it.
Yeah. You know, one thing I was thinking of when I was watching that, I was like, it kind of reminded me of Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, where paths cross and stuff and all the coincidences. I thought it was awesome.
I can go with that too. A lot of people compared it also to Coen Brothers too, like how you just go further into the shit, whether it's Blood Simple or No Country. You just feel that vibe of like, man, things are normal. Like it's going badly very rapidly, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the best part about that movie.
Cool. So we only have 2 days left. What are you looking forward to in the last couple of days here?
Hopefully I can see Nightcrawler. I definitely want to see it with this audience. Yeah. And I also want to see It Follows. Everyone kept raving about this film, so like it's actually last for me today. So I can't wait to like talk to you later about it and pick your brain.
Yeah, for sure. So next, you did the second half this year. Do you think you'll do the full thing next year, or you gonna play it by ear next year?
Full badge next year, like wicked. Full badge. This is one of those things where like I got the taste, and now I'm just like greedily eating all the cake and like not caring about who I'm sharing it with. I'm like, I need it all, damn it! So I'm very enthusiastic. I'm very excited. I'm kicking myself for not going earlier. It's the shit. I mean, for a second half badge, I've gotten so much out of it on the first day alone.
Oh yeah.
You know, I got to see some great, great films. Another film I left out was The Tale of Princess Kaguya.
Oh yeah.
Which you and I actually saw together.
Yeah.
And no shame in saying I cried like a little baby. It's the best. It's the best. It would leave you blubbering in a great way. It's like a beautiful story from Ghibli, you know?
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with that one, you know? So, again, day one, I literally got my money's worth. And I'm here for tonight and tomorrow, like, done. I'm getting a full badge next year. End of story.
Wicked, man. I'll be there with you next year.
Hell yeah, man. Look forward to it, man. Seriously.
Yeah. Where can people find you online?
People can find me on Twitter. I'm Rocky Warrants, RockieWarantz. And yeah, and we're also on Facebook too. Vulcan Video, support local, man.
Will do. All right. Thanks a lot, man.
Anytime. Thank you, Adrian. Okay.
All right. This is Adrian reporting from the Green Screen of Death at Fantastic Fest here with Pat Healy. How are you loving Fantastic Fest this year?
Oh, I'm having a great time. I always have fun here. As you can tell by my voice, I've been raging until the break of dawn every night. So, you know, seeing lots of movies, doing a lot of karaoke, seeing a lot of friends, old and new. So it's nice. I realize I rode on the shuttle with your guy, your partner over there.
Oh, yeah, Bill.
Yeah. I didn't realize he was with you.
Yeah, yeah. The first night we were here, we actually saw the assassination of Jesse James.
Oh, right. He told me that, yeah.
And I knew you were in it going in. My brother's a big fan of yours, and he didn't even recognize you in the film.
Oh, yeah, the beard.
But, yeah, that was an amazing scene that you were involved in there.
Yeah,
and that was my first time seeing it, so it kind of blew me away.
Cool. Oh, yeah, it's a great movie.
Yeah.
Really got to see it that way.
Yeah. How many times have you been to Fantastic Fest, and what do you love about coming here?
This is only the second year. Last year I was here with Cheap Thrills, and this year I'm a juror. I was on the horror features jury. I just love, you know, what I was saying, like the community of people, great like-minded people hanging out, enjoying things together, movies, you know, you can see out here right now, everyone's around talking to each other. You know, it's a great event culturally and socially, and it's so much fun, and, you know, I made such great friends last year, and I don't know, it's just a blast. It's definitely the most fun festival I've gone to. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. What of the movies you've seen here so far, what are maybe a couple of them that you're going to go home and tell people about and recommend?
There's some that I missed that I'm hoping to catch up with, like Spring and Force Majeure that I heard are great. But I really love The Tale of Princess Kaguya, which is just beautiful, amazing. And a horror film from Australia called The Babadook, which is coming out, I think, in the fall from IFC.
Yeah.
That's great. There's a documentary about Canon Films called Electric Boogaloo, the Wild Untold Story of Canon Films. Mm. And that's great if you're interested in that era of filmmaking, which I am, or not. I'm sure it's probably pretty fascinating for people who don't know, too.
Oh, yeah. Like, that one is, if you ever rented a video in the 80s or 90s, there's a 99% chance it was a Canon film.
Yeah, absolutely. And I worked at a theater and was kind of run down, so we would get those films. So it was like all those like Charles Bronson and Chuck Norris movies that came out that were all usually terrible. But that was good. I was really nostalgic for that movie. And then there's a film called The Astrologer from 1975, which is not The Astrologer from 1975 directed by James Glickenhaus, but a different one. And there's two movies called that.
Oh, really?
That Tim League had found a print of, and it's kind of a mysterious movie. And he did a 2K transfer of it to preserve it, and it's really something else. It's one of those crazy, weird discoveries, like Miami Connection or The Visitor. It's hard to describe, but I recommend people check it out, especially with an audience if they can.
I've heard it's pretty entertaining.
Yeah,
yeah, that's cool. So, do you have anything on the go right now that we can look for in the next year or so?
I did a bunch of movies. I did this film called Under the Bed, which Dan Myrick, who co-directed the Blair Witch Project, did.
Oh, nice.
I have this film, No Way Jose, that I did with my friend Adam Goldberg. He directed it and starred in it and wrote it. And a couple of, you know, independence, you know, things that are going on, have been going on, or are about to go on and happen, you know, smaller movies. But and then I'm going to be, I guess, on the second episode of this show called Backstrom, which is a Rainn Wilson series for Fox that'll be on in January.
Cool.
So I did a little bit on that.
Cool. Well, I appreciate you taking the time. Where can people find you? Because you're on Twitter, and you also have a blog that you sometimes update,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at @Pat_Healy, H-E-A-L-Y. I do have a Tumblr. It's the Pat Healy, a Tumblr. I don't use that as much anymore, but, you know, I usually put weird stuff about movies up there.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, great. Well, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Adrian. Okay.
All right, this is Adrian from the Green Screen of Death, here with my good buddy Noah. Why don't you tell our listeners how many Fantastic Fests you've been to, and what do you love about the festival?
It's my 8th year coming here. I basically come here for the movies. I make sure I can fit in as many films as I can. Try to do 5 a day. If I can make it, if I can survive that long.
Yeah. What's your record number of films seen in one Fantastic Fest? Have you tracked that?
Record number? Probably somewhere like high 30s, I would think.
Really?
Yeah.
That's insane, man. Well, what are a couple movies you're going to suggest to people after the festival? Because a lot of these films won't open until months later, or maybe a year down the road. What are you going to recommend to people?
It's been an amazing year. My top stuff has been Tokyo Tribe. I think it's a blast. Felt, I think it's really good, and that one's kind of underlooked, I think.
Cool.
Spring, which got picked up by Drafthouse Films, is, I think people are going to really love that.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of Doris Kingdom. I think that's the one documentary that sort of got a lot of people passed over.
Oh, yeah.
And it's great. Great look at little people over in China, you know, working for a theme park. That's all they have there. I think it's really interesting.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Did you attend, you attended The Feud. How was that this year?
The Feud was amazing this year. I actually work to help set that up. Like, I work on trivia, and I work alongside Max. Max is the man behind all the work there. And this year, we got amazing feedback. It was so much fun. The teams were, like, cranking it out, like, destroying our trivia.
Nice.
And it was a blast. So all of our feedback's been really positive.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. Why don't you tell our listeners where they can find you online?
You can find me online on Twitter. It's @NoahFX. And I'm also on Facebook. It's Noah Lee. So hit me up. Say hi.
Oh, yeah. And big shout out and big thank you for putting together all the trailers. You've been the man the last couple of years. You probably do it every year. But this is only my second Fantastic Fest. So thank you for putting the trailers together and making it that much easier on the rest of us.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy to do it. I mean, I would have done it anyway, but I'm glad, like, you know, people get to use the trailers to figure out what they do want to see. Also, if you go on Letterboxd, I have lists of all Fantastic Fest movies that have ever played. I have them broken down by year, as well as a gigantic list, so you can keep track of your movies on there if you want.
Oh, cool.
It's very
cool.
Handy.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for interviewing me.
This is Adrian from the Green Screen of Death here at Fantastic Fest on the second to last day. I just met Max for the first time. You play a big part in organizing The Feud, right? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. My title changes every year, but I basically just call myself the showrunner of the Fantastic Feud. I just make sure it happens. Obviously, Scott Weinberg created it in 2007, and I knew him. I met him about 2009 or so and helped out a little bit on it then. But then in 2010, I was basically the one running the visual component of it, making sure that we always had questions on screen and a scoreboard that everyone could see. And then, but since 2012, I've been the guy trying to, one of the people primarily responsible for making it better and better. And so we've, you know, we now we have a scoreboard that was built, we've got a podium that was built, we've got video clips, we've got, you know, on-screen stuff, and I'm just making sure, I'm one of the guys that makes sure that it all happens.
Yeah.
But for someone like Scott to say, like, he's the guy that writes all the questions is ridiculous, because, you know, we've got dozens of people. I've got people who are on my writing staff. We've, you know, there's people who are doing the tech stuff with the with the Draft House and Fanescus, and, you know, there's a lot of people that goes into, like everything I've said, there's a lot of people that go into making a great event that usually only a handful of people get credit for.
Yeah. Cool.
But feud, you know, pretty much the day after the feud, 1 year, I start thinking about next year and making sure it happens.
Cool.
And then, unfortunately, the past few years, it's always been, oh shit, last minute, let's put it all together.
Oh yeah.
But, you know, it's fun, and I think this year was a really great year, a big improvement over last year. It's one of the things. It's the reason that I love Fantastic Fest so much.
Oh, cool. Cool. How many Fantastic Fests have you been to?
I have been to, let me count here, 9, 10, 12, 13, 14. I've been to 5. I unofficially attended a few events in 2008 and 2011, but I was badged for all those other ones that I've said. I first came to Austin in 2006 and was vaguely aware of, in 2007 I was vaguely aware, like, oh, there's this genre fest that they have at Lamar, and yeah. I remember at the time I was like, oh, I don't know if I can commit all that time to it. And then I saw that Tideland was playing, and I was like, that's really good. And then 2008 was the kind of year that I think I Let the Right One In played that year. They played, and they did a repertory screening of the uncut version of Conquest of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, cool.
And then it was that, and seeing and hanging out in the patio, and, you know, seeing all these people I know, all these people that I would eventually come to know and love, being like, I have to do this. So 2009, made a big commitment to come and attend the festival a great way, and yeah, just had a kick-ass time. And now I have a reason more than the movies to come every year. Like,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. What are a couple of movies you're going to recommend to people after the festival?
For this year in particular, as usually happens with the people that do stuff for the festival, I don't get to see as much as I like to during the fest. Mm-hmm. So I tend to play catch up, you know, afterwards. But stuff that I've seen this year that I really enjoy or can recommend is It Follows.
Yep.
Is the follow-up film by the director of The Myth of the American Sleepover, which just another, you know, great film working with young actors, is gorgeously shot, and is really nice at slowly ratcheting up the tension without having you feel like, oh, I'm going to have a heart attack, oh, I'm on the edge of my seat this whole time. That was really good. For fans that love Mark Hartley's in-depth look at an exploitation movements, Electric Boogaloo, The Wild Untold Story of Canada Films, you know, it's an obvious one to go to after he and Zach Carlson made sure that there were some canon films shown in repertory screens this year, Death Wish 3 and Ninja 3 The Domination, and those were a lot of fun to watch on the big screen. And then the other one that I guess I'll plug this, you know, it didn't blow me away, but I had a great time with it, but I'm guessing no one else is really recommending it, is Free Fall by the director of Taxidermy. I wouldn't call it an anthology because the movie doesn't stop and start the same way that like an ABCs of Death does, but it's a lot of short segments centered around this apartment building, and it's just that great dry humor, so much so that you know, there are times, you know, that I don't think half the audience knew it was a comedy. I just had a really good time with it, a lot of interior chuckling about women that throw themselves off buildings, mothers aren't entirely sure they like their baby, and probably the best on-screen reason of all the cons and pros of a live-in threesome relationship.
Oh wow, cool! Yeah. That sounds good. Where can people find you online?
Online, I am Accordion27 on Twitter, and when I'm not doing the festival, I work at Vulcan Video here in Austin, Texas, vulcanvideo.com.
Yeah.
And then I also, I co-program along with Brian Kelly the Movie Moxie Challenge.
Oh, yeah.
The annual bad movie, actually not even bad, but just insufferable movie marathon that we do. every year that probably clogs up a lot of people's Twitter feeds.
Cool. All right, well, thanks very much. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, not a problem, Generation. Nice to meet you. Finally, in person.
Yeah.
All right, this is Adrian reporting with the Green Screen of Death here at Fantastic Fest. My good buddy Al, how many Fantastic Fests have you been to so far, and what do you love about the festival?
My fourth, maybe?
Yeah.
I went 2011, 2012. Yeah, this is my fourth.
Cool.
It's been a great year this year. This might be my favorite of all the years I've been. Oh God! You don't want to get this guy as you're recording on this, but okay. I've seen this, and this is like hilarious and awful. How many films have I seen this year? Honestly, I've lost count. I'm around. I don't hardcore pound it like a lot of people do and do five or six a day.
Yeah,
I do three at most because I like to space between the films. I also have to work and write about them a bit.
Oh yeah.
So I I've lost count. I know it's up there, 15 to 20, between 15 and 20 so far.
Oh, cool.
So,
and what are some of the films you're going to recommend to people after the festival's done?
The thing about this year is that, to varying degrees, I've liked everything I've seen.
Cool.
There are a few films that I have three films that I think have issues, but in the end, I think they're good movies.
Cool.
Everly Horns and Housebound. I had kind of issues with that, but as a whole, I thought they were good films. I think their performances kind of won me over.
Yeah.
My favorite film of the fest is Spring.
Oh yeah.
Spring was amazing. It's just such a. I've never seen a horror film, and it's really not much of a horror film because it isn't that scary. But it's a horror romance. Yeah. And it's done in such a way that I've never really seen. You know, people get genre mixes all the time, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, horror, you know, horror science fiction, horror westerns, even horror musicals. This is a horror romance, and it's done really well.
Oh, cool!
The acting is great. The script is great. Aaron Moorhead and Justin Benson directed it, and it just got picked up by Drafthouse Films, and
I think
it's going to be a movie that's going to do really well.
Yeah.
That was great. Tale of Princess Kaguya was wonderful, and I'm a big fan of Studio Ghibli anyway, so that was great. I had a fucking great time with Tokyo Tribe. That rocked my world. That was a great movie.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed In Order of Disappearance. I thought that was and that's probably got the best performance at the festival with Stellan Skarsgård. Stellan Skarsgård is amazing.
Cool.
Just a ton of great movies this year. The secret screening, Goodnight Mommy, was a really good, scary horror film.
Yeah.
And creepy as shit. my favorite all-time horror film is the movie. I don't want to say it's my favorite all-time horror film is probably Alien, but the movie that really disturbed me or scared me the most maybe is Dead Ringers, and this is very much along those lines.
Oh yeah.
And it's great. I've seen everything I've enjoyed this year. I've just really had a great time this year.
Cool. And have you had a chance to take in any of the events?
I went to the awards and the feud. The awards was a lot of fun. If you're not familiar with the award show, anybody who wins has to chug a beer.
Yeah.
And as the award show progresses and people get drunker, like Tim League, the funnier the fest becomes. And then the feud is always fun because it starts out sort of organized and then it just evolves into crazy chaos.
Yeah.
This year, not so much as previous years because they apparently banned Nacho Vigalondo from the feud.
Oh, and he got banned.
It's a joke ban. They say you cannot take part in the feud because whenever Nacho's involved, shit just goes crazy. And I love it when Nacho is going nuts, but not this year. And this year it was as organized as I've ever seen the feud, which is awesome. It was a lot of fun.
Cool.
But as far as events go, I haven't went to a lot of them. I was hoping to do Karaoke Apocalypse tonight, but I don't know if the body can handle it.
Oh, yeah.
The spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. And so I don't know. We'll see.
Cool. So where can people find your work online and converse with you online?
I write as Nordling on ainitcool.com. And you can find, I've got several reviews up already for Fantastic Fest. I'll continue to be writing for the next few days. More reviews. And right now I'm watching somebody eat a penis cake on screen. So, you know,
And she's loving it.
She seems to be having a really good time with this penis cake. It looks like, well, it's chocolate, I guess, you know, because, you know, once you go chocolate penis cake, you never go back.
That's right.
And see, look, obviously the white penis cake is smaller than the...
It's way smaller.
Anyway, and since you can't see what I'm talking about, you have no idea what I'm talking about, but that's just what Fantastic Fest is.
Oh, yeah.
And one little thing, people eating penis cakes, you know.
On the pre-show,
yeah. You know, so.
Cool. Yep. All right. Well, thanks very much, man.
Thank you.
All right. This is Adrian from the Green Screen of Death, here with my good buddy Brad. Brad, how many Fantastic Fests have you been to, and what do you like about the festival?
I think this is my fifth Fantastic Fest. And honestly, like, aside from the movies, probably friends. That's like the biggest thing. And also meeting new people, because people are really, really friendly.
Yeah.
You get to meet all your social media friends that stalk you on Twitter,
yeah.
And you finally get to meet face to face. So, you know, it's a big portion. The movies kind of come second in a way,
yeah.
But you know the movies, you know, of course, are a big plus.
Oh yeah, for sure. And you've been kind of going beast mode with all the movies you've been watching. What's your final tally going to be? Because we're in the last 2 days here.
I think I just hit 33 or 34, and there's about 4 movies tomorrow, so I'll probably hit under 40.
Yeah.
That is in case I do like a press screening tomorrow, but yeah, I think it'll be about 39 or 40.
That's awesome.
I'll hit, yeah.
Right on. What are a few of the movies you're going to be recommending to people on Twitter and back home and stuff?
Well, if it ever gets released, of course, my number one for the festival is The Treatment, which is not for everybody. Well, probably hard to get U.S. distribution because there's a lot of... It's about a movie about pedophiles, so that should tell you enough.
Yeah.
The Guest, for sure, which is, you know, opening wide this coming Friday.
Yeah.
Which, when this episode airs, will probably already be out. Alleluia, the director of...
Love that film.
You know, Vinyan and Calvert.
Yeah.
I would say also Force Majeure, which was kind of a surprise.
Yeah, yeah, you know, it's really funny.
You know, I come here, I'm a big horror nerd.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, all my movies have been kind of dramas.
Yeah.
You know, that I've enjoyed. I mean, some of those movies have horror elements, of course, but
yeah.
Not really any... of course, The Editor stood out, but that's more of a comedy than a horror film. But, yeah, yeah. Good horror films. You know, I really liked Babadook. But that was pretty terrifying. I've heard It Follows is great, which I'm about to see tonight.
Oh, same here, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, horror has been okay. I mean, a bad horror film is easier to watch than a bad drama.
Yeah.
You know, so those are they're easier to watch, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, The Town of Dreaded Sundown was kind of a disappointment.
Yeah.
But that was, like, one of my most anticipated, oddly enough. But,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So what's, like, one of your most... one of your survival tips for surviving the full frenzy of Fantastic Fest?
Your first year is pretty rough. I don't know. Like, you can't really prepare too much for it because,
yeah.
You know, when the first time I was at came to Fantastic Fest, I was like, man, we're going to watch fucking 5 movies a day. You know, how... It's easy. I do, you know, whole marathons, 8 or 9 movies at home.
Yeah.
No, it's not the same. And by, like, sometimes even by your first movie at noon, you're just wore out because of the previous nights.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would stay hydrated.
Oh, yeah.
For one. Number two, like, as soon as you get out of your movie, don't be one of the partiers and go drink tons of beer at the Highball.
Yeah.
Just go home.
Yeah.
Go, like, as soon as you just sleep in your clothes, lay in the bed, and then get up. Get coffee, get a shower.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. This is the first year that I did not miss a screening or skipped anything. Because a lot of people skip to go, you know, maybe they skip the midnight. And some, to be honest, the midnight movies are the best.
Yeah.
You know, so, some of the best, the most fun and the best films around. So,
yeah,
I don't know. You just, after a few Fantastic Fests, for newbies, I don't know what to tell you. I just feel bad for you.
Oh, exactly. This is the place to be. Like, you get filmmakers, the actors, producers, and diehard movie lovers walking in and out. Did you have a chance to attend any events, or has it been just movies for the most part?
If there's a party next door, I'll go. I'll go to that. But the events, this year, I've kind of toned down a little bit because I've watched movies instead.
Yeah.
Which, that's what I come here for. I can party at home if I want to, but I'm old, so I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
But I usually skip them. That closing night party is the only thing I really like to attend because it just gets batshit insane.
Oh yeah.
So yeah.
Cool. Cool. Well, I think they're going to call my boarding pretty soon. But where can people find you? You've got a podcast of your own. Why don't you plug that real quick for us and tell us a little bit about that? I love your show and have a lot of fun listening to it.
Yeah, we have a podcast that's Scream_Cast. You can find us at thescreamcast.com. We have based a podcast just around the Scream Factory line. So just Scream Factory releases we cover. We talk about other distribution things as well, but it's mostly because we have our guests on. We have had guests like, Graydon Clark, mm-hmm. Todd Farmer, Pat Healy, and some other big ones coming up that I can't name at the moment because they might fall through. Who knows? You can find me at Brad F. Henderson on Twitter, but I mostly just bitch. So follow the Screamcast. That's a lot better. So.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks very much for your time, man. Enjoy the rest of the festival.
You too, man. Thanks.